On the 16th day of August, 2018, we lost one of the most fantastic female African-American singers in the history of the world. Not only am I proud to say that I loved her music, I have just a small collection. I went to the website just a while ago because I was looking for a picture that would adequately communicate Aretha's, not only her beauty, but what, if you're a real man, what you felt when you saw her. Classical sister, beautiful. I know because my sister, Donna, wore her hair the way that Aretha wore it, even when she had the natural, the wigs. She was a pace setter, a stylist, truly a female, and she loved to sing about the relationship between men and women. Now the church, we won't talk about them because see, they have to get over their madness, because the church has more scandal in it than Aretha had in her life. Three sons she had, and an iconic singer that I'm going to miss. I'm glad they have a lot of films on her. She's all over YouTube. She's done everything. I just want to take a little time to let you know what this young man thinks about this young lady, because she was truly one of my contemporaries. I listened to the news. I listened to CNN, and they had Don Lemon crying and everything. I have to admit, I was on the way from the hospital this morning when, you know, from getting my heart checked, my cardiologist, and I have to tell you the truth. I turned on Stevie Wonder's station, KJLH, to see what they were saying about it. And Stevie all day playing Aretha's songs. And played a number that she sung, Amazing Grace. If you've never heard this woman, this black woman, sing Amazing Grace. And I'm just in my car, and I broke down crying like a child. She, how can I say it? There's no way to say it other than any way to say it. She was more than a vocalist. She was more than a sister that could sing the ballads, the blues, the rock songs, and she demanded the listener's ear. That's what she did. I recall, let's talk about the spiritual aspect of it because we can't get away from it. I recall when I became a Christian, my pastor was just, he was, oh my gosh, he was just down on all rock and roll singers, Aretha too. I secretly listened to her. Every time she had a new hit came out, I listened to it backwards, forwards, everything. Aretha Franklin. If you black and you were born in America in the 40s, and if you don't know who Aretha Franklin is, you must have been dead all those years. Now what I'm going to do is, because I only have, now I have her on a lot of other albums, but I have an album in my hand now called Aretha Franklin Respect. It's a CD. Okay, she got Think, Sweet Sweet Baby, Since You've Been Gone, I'll Say a Little Prayer, Respect, and many more classics. But if you go to her official website, you can get all of her work, all of it, on MP3 for just, I think they're selling it for $79. Very rarely. As a matter of fact, this is the first time I've ever even suggested anyone, because if you're African American and you are living in America now before America falls, because I think that America's going to fall, get this. Pick this up. Now, what I'm going to do is, there's only 11 numbers on here, and I want to play all of them as a tribute to her. I hope I have the sound orchestrated up real good, and I hope that you can listen to them with me and enjoy. Oh, what a voice. I never met her. I would have no, you know, why, you know. But I understand at the end of her death, she suffered quite a bit. And I know because I'm just starting my suffering at 74. I mean, this sciatica is kicking me, people. I'm telling you. And you know what? I got an album in the mail a couple of days ago by a young artist that I'm going to feature. But when Aretha passed away today, I have to put Ben on hold. But I'm going to play two or three cuts from an album that a friend of mine sent me called That Old Feeling. And I kind of like that because I'm thinking back in retrospect about Aretha. When you think of Jay-Z and Beyonce, when you think of all these kinds of people, and then you think of one like Aretha Franklin, she set the stage for it. She music was in her soul. God placed it there. Not concerned about what a lot of the Baptist people say. God played just like he placed music in John Legend's soul. That man has a wonderful voice, just like Nat King Cole has. The greats, the great African-American artists. And I'm not going to let Christianity, Buddhism, anything else try to work against that. Aretha was the queen. That's why I said we're going to have to define her. And this is just me, a retired pastor and philosophy professor who talks about everything on his website. Well, this woman moved me. She was the most beautiful black woman I've ever laid my eyes on besides my mother and my sisters. She's beautiful. And she's truly a sister. Didn't take no mess off nobody. Everybody talking about Barack Obama's wife. Michelle's all right. But not like Aretha. And, you know, they have videos of her singing for the president and his wife. And Barack shedding a tear. How could he not shed a tear to see this iconic legend commending him as president because he held the highest office in the land that America could give? No, I don't hate Barack. I just didn't like his policies. We won't talk about that. Just look at Ron Emanuel in Chicago and that machine and see what's happening in that city. And you know why I don't like his policies today. But I love his blackness. I will always love black people. Some of my friends tell me, John, you know what you are? You're an Oreo cookie. You're a white boy baked in black skin. You don't know what it is to be black. No. Most of the people that would say that to me because they listen to my discourse, they don't know me. They didn't live back in the day. See, and so what I'm going to try to do is start with song number one. And it's going to take a while for me to go through this. As you listen to it, maybe you learn something. But I'm going to play Sweet, Sweet Baby Since You've Been Gone. Here's a woman lamenting and singing out loud about how much she loves her man. Aretha Franklin, still alive in my heart. Thank you. Aretha Franklin. I am telling you, that is some music, people. You just got to know that. And did you hear that piano? Did you hear that piano? See, Aretha was raised in the church. Her father was one of the most popular ministers in Detroit. I mean, everybody knew about that family. And my goodness, I'm telling you, the people that gave Aretha the most flack were many of the black African-American pastors. I never shared with the people in my congregation that I had this secular music or even listened to it. But me and Lucy loved to listen to some Aretha Franklin. My wife used to wear her hair like that. But we're going to be hearing more of Aretha. She had that church rhythmic sound in her music that just took you away. Now this next song, Chain of Fools, because Aretha was one that would really speak clearly about how men treated women, women treated men, and she was a bulwark for women's rights. I mean, because she would wait until I play Think. And when you think about the Blues Brothers movie, when Aretha Franklin was singing, "Think About What You're Trying to Do to Me," just to see that piece in that film, if you can look that up on YouTube. Whoa, powerful. Let's continue to listen to this iconic figure, gone at 76 years old. 76 years on the planet, and left a name for herself for generations to come. Aretha Franklin. Let's continue to listen and enjoy.
Bye.
something was taking place. Something was taking place in the country. Motown up in Detroit had people like the Miracles, the Temptations, Mary Wells, Mr. Postman, and all that. And here comes Aretha on Atlantic Records in New York City. And, you know, because they went down south, you hear the southern guitars and everything, that southern beat had that. But she could bridge it. I think that she collectively pulled in both the southern type blues music as well as the Motown modern sounds. And this was during the Vietnam thing, because I was drafted in 1965, and right before I went into the Army, I had purchased the album Respect. That's when it came out in 1965. And I had my brother ship the album to me. I was stationed in Seoul, Korea, and of course most of the brothers overseas, they don't know what was breaking out. So I called them to my Quonset hut and said, guys, listen to this. This is the latest from Aretha. And they said, oh man, what can Aretha do? And when I played it, and I'm going to go to that one next, I'm going to go to number 4, which is Respect, because when I played it, if you could have seen the response of the black men that heard this for the first time. The saxophonist was blowing his solo part. The brothers in the Quonset hut that I was in, radio teletype Quonset hut, all said, oh, John, let me borrow that album. Because, you know, we all had these record players. You can get them real cheap from the, what do you call that store? I forgot what they call them. But we had record players, and they had their albums that they had. But they hadn't heard of this, and they wanted to, oh my God. All the brothers was up on their feet dancing. We was dancing with each other. I mean, this is what Aretha did to us. Go on, girl. Your kisses. But guess what? What? You should have seen the way the brothers responded when they heard that. I mean, this record was a life changer. This wasn't some crazy thing. And I'm not going to get on the rappers because I'm living in their day and age right now. But you know what? She didn't use no vulgar graphics and things like that the way these youngsters are making music today. Everybody knew what she was talking about. Aretha, keep doing this, girl. Listen.
What?
Whip it to me. Now, you got to know what she was saying. Just give it to me when you get home. See, she laid it on the line. Aretha didn't play any games. I guess that's why the preachers didn't like her. What is she talking? You know what she's talking about. She told that man to satisfy her sexually when he gets home. Why is everybody walking around here acting like they don't? See, that's what I'm talking about. You hypocrites. And you probably had the record playing when you was giving it to her.
Just a little bit. Hey.
See? She spelled it out for you. Respect. Respect. How are you going to be married? That's why I did the marriage counseling thing on my marriage counseling page on this website. I'm trying to tell people how to make love to their spouses. I wish somebody had told me that when I married Lucy, because I wasn't a very good lover at all to my wife. I just wasn't. I'm just telling the truth. But then when I look at the opposite end of that, some of these brothers are treacherous. You drive a poor woman under the bed. She's not talking about that. Consider her. I'm so glad that women now have gotten on board and is trying to cut out all of this mayhem that is happening in their lives. Wait, I'm supposed to be playing the record. Let me shut up. I got to share something with you. She didn't have that stuff written down to read. If you ever watched Aretha sing, she didn't have no paper. The only paper that was in front of her was following what the orchestra's doing. But Aretha is an orchestra unto herself. That's why her voice. And you know, I think about it because I taught homiletics. Homiletics is the art and science of good preaching. I think I was a pretty good preacher. As a matter of fact, I know I was. Darn it. I got it on my front page here on this website. Because, brothers and sisters, if you don't feel that you're the best, you will never be. I have only seen Beyonce sing twice in my life. She's kind of gaudy, and her sexuality doesn't move me at all. But if she would slow down, maybe she can catch up with the queen. Because I think it's just overexposure these days, I guess. Well, now, what do you guys know about the Los Angeles Lakers? Well, Aretha loved coming to this city. And while she was in her heights, and I'm talking about because even though I was pastoring, I was following Aretha because I said, the only one that can ever teach him is the daughter of a preacher man. Yeah. See, both of my daughters are hard to handle by men. Men can't handle my daughters because they're my daughters. And so if I was that kind of a preacher, you'd expect your children to be like you. Now, whether you think that's good or bad, but, you know, often I hear some of the folk in the church that I used to pastor, how are your children? Just let me say this. They're doing very well, making so many figures of dollars, living under God's manifested presence the way I taught them in life. Nobody stabbed them, shot them, pulled them over and raped them because I raised my children right with an open Bible and threatened to whip their behind if they got out of line because I was a man growing up in the house listening to Aretha. you understand what I'm saying. And I heard a wonderful story that was on one of the websites here today about Aretha when she went and sung, that she wouldn't perform unless the money was in the bag at her feet. And then one of the guys talking says, yes, that's the way it was back in the day when you were an entertainer. So Aretha didn't go and just get in there and just start singing and hope that they sent the money. You had to bring the money and put it in a bag, and as she was at the piano, that bag was at her feet. Old school. This was old school system. You know, these singing stars really don't know how much money they have. Because when these Jews get through going through it, and I'm not biased against Jews, don't get me wrong, but they be stealing every day of the week. How in the hell you think they got what they got? And then they put us all in church and try to teach us, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not do that. Well, I kind of agree with that. I believe that God would say, don't take something that belongs to somebody else. But some of these singers are being hoodwinkled. You know, get the numbers right. And Aretha would give praises to God, too. But how many of you know about the L.A. Forum? Really? I mean the L.A. Forum. Because I want to play a number, and I hope that you can get the gist of it. This is the house that Jack built.
This was the land that he worked by hand. It was the dream of an upright man. There was a room that was filled with love. It was the love that I was proud of. It's the love that I planned. All the love of fame, all the love. It's the house of Jack, the house of Jack. Remember this house. There was a fence that held our love. Yes, it was the gate that he walked out of.
Sing it, girl. To be real, if you don't know what she was talking about, this house that Jack built, it'd be some freaky stuff going on in here, and you know that, and you may buy all this and buy all that and do all this. She was right up front with it. People didn't like that. They thought it was too forward, but from the standard of the world peoples understand the relationship between a man and a woman, especially a man named Jack that got a lot of money. And Jack, the owner of the Lakers, when they moved from the Lakers to the Staples Center, I think Aretha was there singing that song. Yeah. A lot of partying went on in that forum. Here in the city that I live in, a preacher tried to buy it foolishly. This fool really thought that he was going to purchase that. All that money those people threw away following that man. I bet they wish they had that money back. And him getting up there telling people that God told him to do that. See, that's how come I listen to Aretha, the Queen. I sure didn't listen to these bootleg preachers trying to poison my mind against one of the greatest, greatest of all singers, and sung about life for real. That's why we all laughed at it, blushed at it, because we knew it was real. And Aretha was real witchy, right? Ooh. She loved life. I heard someone say it on another station. She loved life. Yes. And that's what I want to do before I die or continue to do. Because I love my life. I love it. I'm not living it for nobody. Ooh. I like this. I hope that you are enjoying this time. Let's see, what am I want to listen to next? Yeah, I think I'll play that next song that was taken from that movie. Now, this is her having an argument with her man. She's telling him to do something. Telling him to... Listen to that piano. That girl did not play when she went into the studio to record. When that girl went into the studio to record, she recorded. And she allowed her spirit to just take over the theme of the song. Because the song was written before the movie score. So when you see her with a rolling pin trying to hit her man in the restaurant, that was just written for the Blues Brothers, the Bellucci Brothers. And that was a funny movie. And Aretha Franklin was in it. And that, I'm going to tell you the truth, back in the day, that's what drew the black crowds to the movie theater to see Aretha Franklin, because We have her records. But wait, Aretha's going to be in a movie? What kind of a movie? Two white comedians. Well, what is Aretha doing? Watch the movie. It was a beautiful experience. That is remembering her, not just talking about her. Oh, yeah, I know she was a singer. I would ask you millennials that's listening to me, what do you know about Beyonce? What do you know about Jay-Z? I heard a little girl, I just saw my neighbor's kid go up the street on one of those little scooters. And I remember when I used to do that on the street that I lived in this same city. You just heard her, goodbye. Time goes on, time goes on, time goes on. We're blessed enough to have lived during a season when we could turn on the radio on any station and hear this. She gonna give him that love.
Oh, and I do declare I do.
There
I
want to
see you with it.
Hey.
Dance after hours, little boy, you're gonna get it.
Yes.
Cause I love you, girl.
Say it, girl.
Baby, 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 I love you. Ain't no nobody, baby, I love you.
You better say it, girl.
Baby, 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 I love
you. Boys, listen, I love you, I love you. I love you, baby, I love you. That girl say she love her baby. Come on, Aretha, sing this.
If you think you wanna kiss,
if you think you're gonna put your lips on mine,
go right ahead, I don't mind.
Uh-huh, yeah.
All you got to do is snap your fingers.
There it is.
And I'm gonna run and I ain't lying.
There it is. She gonna be there. Hey.
Little boy, you know you got it.
That's it. Come on now.
I'm all up before I see you without
you. You better know the thing I love you.
Baby, 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 I love you.
Hey.
Ain't no nobody, baby, I love you.
Say it again, girl.
Baby, 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 I love you. I love you.
Ooh.
I love you.
Yeah, yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you,
yeah.
Hey,
nothing sinful about that. Nothing. Nothing. That's beautiful.
Someday I won't run away.
Yes.
And leave me sitting here to cry.
All right, keep on.
But if it's all the same, baby, I'll go stop you from saying goodbye. Baby, I love you.
She
baby,
says she
I love you.
Yeah. Said, don't let them fools talk to you about that. She said, baby, I love you. Ain't no doubt in her mind. I mean, the woman took an idea in the black community. Wait a minute, listen. Y'all don't know who we just lost today. This is Auntie talking to us. That's the way I've always seen Aretha. I married a beautiful woman. She kind of, like I said, she wore her hair like Aretha wore hers, except for a natural. Because my wife of 34 years loved listening to this. And I love listening to it. But man, my pastor, he would speak against that. And often I wonder, why would a pastor speak against that? Because it is so natural for these things to take place between a man and a woman. And that's why Aretha sung about it. In Christianity, this, I don't know what it is. I don't know how anyone would reproduce anything very sharp thinking like that. As a matter of fact, Aretha takes us further, because the show's not over yet. You know this one, right? Oh, yeah.
You're no good.
Ooh.
Heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker.
You're lying. Ooh. And you're cheating.
You think she knew the man she was with? You're no good, heartbreaker. You're a liar. And you a cheat.
And I don't know why. How did you do these things to me?
Now, she's lying right there. See, and when you hear that second line, you know she's lying. And then Aretha's artistry is that she holds you captive into the number, because you want to know exactly where she's taking you. She takes you further. Yes, she do.
My friends keep telling me that you ain't no good. Oh, oh, but they don't know that I'd leave you if I could.
See, she spoke about her friends that's gossiping in her life. He ain't no good, and he ain't this. Aretha was saying to the sisters, you can't be listening to them. You've got to make this decision about this partnering on your own. That's why she was the queen, because she could talk to the children in the village. These black people, we know what baby's saying. Listen to this. Wait a minute. She says she ain't never loved a man the way she loves that man. You see that? See that? That's what I picked up in that when I first heard that. And I'm supposed to have that disposition or attitude about my woman. And she should have that very same damn attitude about her man. See, Aretha was singing in time, not marking time, like a lot of these filthy mouth braggarts that brag about all the millions that they have. I want to know who is going to be the next iconic figure in the African-American female community to be called Queen Two. It is not Beyonce. Stop it. That is a show. That is a show. Aretha wasn't a show. Aretha was a part of the community. Now, I'm not down in Beyonce. I'm just saying that she is not the diva that Aretha is. Don't even try to put it there. I don't care if she sells 15 million gold diamond clustered albums. She will never be the queen. Now, I would like to hear some young brother, some young millennial, listen to... Oh, wouldn't that make a great YouTube show? To listen to a modern song of his day and to explain its benefits to you that clog it through your brains in the system. Okay, I'll let Aretha go back. I just had a little preaching. Okay.
Time ago I thought.
Uh-huh. This is shame.
How could you hurt me so bad?
She crying now.
Baby, you know that I'm the best thing.
Listen.
That you ever had.
Hey, you ever wait.
Kiss me once again.
Uh-huh.
Don't you never see that me through.
Huh.
Cause I ain't never.
Ooh. Didn't you hear that woman hollering and screaming?
She
said, I ain't never love a man the way I love you. She can't even sleep. Your hook in me.
In me.
I say it, thank you, baby. Oh, damn. Listen to that band.
She
says she ain't never. Hey.
That's Lisa.
Man, you know what? Every time I hear that number, I say, if I just could have been in the studio when they did that. Because listening to the drummer, the trumpets, and Aretha testifying how much she loves her man. Now, she's just not talking about we going to get the license and get married. She saw how she loved to sleep with him. Why is that so offensive in Christianity these days? Why don't people want to talk like that in the church? I'm just keeping it as real as I can, my friends. This icon and died and went over to the other side. To where I'm headed. I'm not too far behind. Nobody died. But we have to change our minds about who we are as we live to enjoy our lives. And this iconic figure was just helping us along the way. And some of the things that I've heard by these people, so-called Christians, is ridiculous. This was a great... I didn't play. I'll say a little prayer for you. That's one of my favorite ones also. I love this song. So let me pull it up and play it. Enjoy. Loving a man to that degree. Did you hear in the words of the song, well, he has to be making just as enough money as I'm making too, because I ain't going to be taking care of no lazy man. No, you need to listen to Auntie Aretha. Baby, you need to listen to Auntie Aretha. See, we men are listening to Auntie Aretha too. When she tell us how we dog out the women and all that stuff, that's why all these women's groups to try to save these women. No, you know what you need to do? Let's make America great again. Since Donald can use it, I could use it too. Let's make America great again and go back to the day when it was like Mama Aretha is singing. She praying for a man. Wow. She
she's at work now. What's she going to do? Oh, what's she doing? Is she praying for her man?
Hey.
Listen to her and say, go on, girl.
My darling, believe me.
No one but you.
Please love.